Dictation for Melvin, M-E-L-V-S in Victor, I-N, McPherson, M-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N, July 1148, Address Salete, Dr. Sarbe Pali, S-A-R-V-S in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbe Pali, consultation for Mr. McPherson, Melvin, 77-year-old gentleman, for renal failure. He's aware of this for many years, used to see Dr. Marchena, M-A-R-C-H-E-N-A, when he used to live at Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N Lake. Now he lives here in Alma, A-L-M-A. He has no specific symptoms, a stable weight and appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, reflux, occasionally loose stools, no blood melena, no abdominal pain, has chronic nocturia, minor incontinence, still has his prostate, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, has neuropathy up to the knees, bilateral, as well as edema, trying to do low salt, takes diuretics, a stable dyspneal activity, not at rest, uses inhalers as needed, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, lightheadedness or syncopal episode, no orthopnea PND, has diffuse body pain from rheumatoid arthritis, which is long-standing, occasionally takes ibuprofen 600 milligrams, maybe once a week at the most, some skin bruises, but no bleeding nose gums, no rash, no headaches, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease with prior bypass, congestive heart failure. He's been told there is abnormalities of stroke, but never been symptomatic. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation requiring electrical shock. He's not aware of the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or chronic liver disease. He has peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities, as well as on carotid, apparently occlusion on the left sided. Remote history of kidney stone by imaging, but not symptomatic, and no procedures. He has chronic hematuria for 50 years or longer. Other diagnosis, Tucky Brady syndrome, pacemaker, vertigo, skin cancer, prior hypercalcemia, unknown etiology resolved. Next paragraph, procedures including pacemaker, three vessel bypass surgery 2010, gallbladder, apparently umbilical hernia repair, bilateral shoulder nerve block. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 18, presently one pack per day, no alcohol. Next paragraph, reported side effects, ibuprofen, morphine, honeybee venom, tolmetin, T-O-L-M-E-T-I-N. Next paragraph, he did not bring his medications. I review with him the most recent discharge summary medicines from August 2025. He is not taking the Emiodarone anymore. Apparently, there was no refills. Otherwise, albuterol, Celexa, Plavix, Diltiazem, Cymbalta, Eliquis, Flonase, Lasix, Neurontin, Glipizide, Claritin, Metoprolol, Novoloc Insulin, Prilosec, Potassium, Crestor, Tresiva, T-R-E-S-I-V-A, Insulin. He was taking Meloxicam. He was told not to do it anymore. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. His weight 203, 68 inches tall. Blood pressure 140, 66 on the right, 120, 60 on the left. Dense cataracts bilateral. Hoarseness of the voice. No respiratory distress. Poor dentition. No facial asymmetry. Normal eye movements. No palpable phyllotic lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JVD. Despite smoking, lung sounds clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, a piercing regular rhythm, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen. There is bilateral femoral bruise, loud. Presently minimal edema, minor stasis changes, no ulcerations, poor pulses. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from the hospital back in August. Creatinine around 2.4, 2.5, representing a GFR 26-27 in stage 4. At that time, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, chronic elevation alkaline phosphatase. Prior anemia 12.1 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. Chronic elevation of pro-BNP around 13,000. Prior normal thyroid studies, B12, vitamin D, PSA less than 4 at 2.4. I don't have a recent A1C. The prior one, March, was 6.8. The prior albumin, January, gross proteinuria, more than 300. I don't see protein creatinine ratio 24-hour urine collection. There has been minimal or no blood in the urine. Next paragraph, MRI, angiogram, neck. Reported 80% stenosis, left-sided cervical internal carotid artery origin. High-grade stenosis, non-dominant right vertebral artery. Prior CT scan of the head. Chronic small vessel disease. And degree of cerebral atrophy. The last picture of the kidneys, 2020, 12 on the right, 10.6 on the left. Bilateral kidney stones, no obstruction. cortical thinning, no severe post-void residual. It was only 48. Last echo in May, ejection fraction low at 40%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, lightly diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, gross proteinuria, without documented nephrotic syndrome, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, prior imaging, no obstruction or urinary retention. However, this is like 5 years ago. Given the extensive atherosclerosis, we will check for renal Doppler, renal artery stenosis. All blood tests need to be updated. We will assess anemia, potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and parathyroid for appropriate treatment. Appears in regular rhythm, but he has a history of AFib prior cardioversion. Remains anticoagulated and rate control carb descent. He stopped the amiodarone. You or cardiology will need to clarify if he needs to restart it or not. He uses Humana insurance, which our hospital do not follow. We will arrange chemistry through Quest, Quest, and McLaren for imaging. Continue to monitor as outpatient, avoid anti-inflammatory agents if possible, encourage to discontinue smoking that he is not ready. I noticed some hoarseness of the voice, but apparently it's chronic. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.